One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Pylon Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, we are the original podcast hosts. Get this, 37, don't make that 38 plus years now. I've been knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, hey, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer, so I bring an unusual mix to the dance. But guess what? You're the average boxing fan. Are you buying the Fury and Ngannou fight today? I'm talking about the heavyweight fight on pay-per-view, of course, comes to us from Saudi Arabia. Francis Ngannou, the MMA king and the former UFC heavyweight champion, of course, taking on the world heavyweight champion, the linear world heavyweight champion. Talking about Tyson Fury, of course, the one draw on his record, the only blemish, of course, that was with Deontay Wilder. I thought he won that fight, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he hasn't done anything in a long time. I'm surprised he isn't fighting Daniel or Bailey or one of my producers, because that's the kind of stiffs he's been fighting. Straight up, I'm talking about the world heavyweight champion. He's turned out to be a disgrace in my mind. Let me tell you, as a cop, San Francisco policeman, gypsies were all crooks and criminals. They just were. I mean, all the criminals, I never came in contact with, I won't say that never, but for the most part, they live a criminal life, okay? I mean, they're con men. That's what they do. Tyson Fury's been conning us all along. And guess what? We've gone along with it. Outside of the Wilder fights, what has he done? What has he done? Especially lately. What has he done? He ain't done much. Lots to talk about. I'll be getting on the Saudi Arabian government more. Talking about Amanda Serrano's big win, of course. Her in her three-minute round. We'll talk about that and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. And, of course, we come to you live on Twitch.tv. Of course, the WBC TV channel is down because of weather, but we are live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Daniel, take it away.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everybody got a check, folks. I'm talking about the scam of 2023-24. The Saudi Arabian government conning the entire sports world. Half the boxing world went over to Saudi Arabia, according to see this farcical match today, or this allegedly farcical match. Of course, if Ngannou wins, it won't be a farce. But the bottom line is, we're talking about Francis Ngannou, of course, and Tyson Fury. But get this. Everybody that went over there got a check. I mean, I know somebody that got $100,000 to go over there, and they're not even a big-time player. So I'm trying to say, if they gave them $100,000, God knows what they would have given me a sock. But the bottom line is, they didn't try to bribe us to go over there, but they bribed a whole lot of people to go over there, much in the manner Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo, the mafia, used to bribe people and media guys in the 50s and the early 60s. This is what they did. They invited you to events. They took care of you. They sent hookers to your room. Believe me, I know about the hookers. You know, I'm just kidding. Anyway, but the bottom line is, these guys did everything they could to control the game. They controlled the media. And now the Saudi Arabians are doing the same thing. I mean, these are the same people that beheaded Jamal Khawaji, the writer, because he wrote bad about the king over there. And they decided to chop him up. And when I say chop him up, they chopped him up alive. So what these people are trying to do, and Larry Merchant explained this fully to me a few months ago, is that the Saudi Arabians are trying to buy themselves some PR. They're going to get a baseball team, or they're trying to get a baseball league together. I'm trying to dig up Vita Blue, I guess, for that league. But the bottom line is, they're going to do a baseball league. They've experimented in football. Of course, they're talking about golfing and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, the Saudi Arabians are bad people. Let me tell you, if you had a daughter, the last thing you would want is them to be in Saudi Arabia. I kid you not. Women are basically, they're slaves. And and I'm not saying this off the wall, but if you want to kill your wife in Saudi Arabia, you can get away with it. You can get away with it, okay? That's what kind of world it is over there. And guess what? All these people are going over there, and you'll see these nice reports this week from reporters. Oh, we're coming to you live from beautiful Saudi Arabia. Ain't nothing beautiful about Saudi Arabia. It's the goddamn desert, okay? It's the desert. Like when Mobutu and Don King tried to make Zaire Africa like the next French Riviera. It ain't happening. Okay, Saudi Arabia is still a bunch of sand. That's all it is. At the end of the day, I'm down on the Saudi Arabians getting involved in the sports world, especially in my sport, the sport of professional boxing. I don't know what more to say, because when money talks, and they've got a lot of money, so I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon. But the bottom line is, they're not buying me off. That's the bottom line. Straight up, let's take it from the East Coast, the West Coast, to the East Coast, and bring in boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Sir, and how are you?
I'm doing great, Pedro. 70. It's 78 degrees in October in New York. So where can I complain?
Okay, exactly. Why do you think I was off the wall there about the Saudi Arabians? I mean, women are slaves over there. If my daughter was over there, I mean, basically, if her husband wanted to kill her, he could.
Slave may be a harsh, maybe a little exaggeration. Are they second-class citizens? No, they're probably third-class citizens. I mean, I'm sure that camels are treated better.
I think they just got, they were just given the right to drive about a year and a half or 2 years ago, so they couldn't even drive themselves around town. Anyway, enough of the Saudi Arabians. Let's talk about the farce itself. Of course, Tyson Fury, 33-0, one draw, 24 KOs. Francis Ngannou, 0-0 with zero KOs. I mean, why is this even happening? The money?
That's it. The money. But you know what? Let me look at it. Let me just be objective. Is it a farce in terms of a competition between two guys? Absolutely. You have, you know, the best heavyweight in the world, best boxing heavyweight in the world, competing against the best mixed martial artist heavyweight in the world in a boxing match. So it's a complete mismatch in terms of the sport. Now, objectively, I'm very happy for Francis Ngannou. If anyone deserves to get the bag, like the kids say nowadays, is Francis Ngannou, who was born in Cameroon, now lives in Vegas, in just extreme poverty, and he's getting paid a reported $10 million.
Exactly. And the most he's ever made with the UFC was $500,000 for a fight, plus a bonus.
Boom. He gambled on himself, and he has won. He basically defied Dana White, and he said, you know what? I know my worth. He's 37 years old, supposedly. He might be older, but the guy's in tremendous shape. I believe he's going to give an honest effort. $10 million to a guy from Cameroon who grew up beyond poor. How can you hate? You can't hate on that. You know?
But you can't hate on Dana White. Dana White, the worst person in the world today. I'm not a Dana White fan. Can you tell?
He's the, I hardly noticed. You know, he look.
He
I'm
tried.
Glad,
to, no,
I'm
no, no. I bet he tried to push me around one time. It didn't work. He did. He tried to push me around business wise, and I wouldn't budge. I told him he had to live up to the contract he signed, and that's just the way it was. He tried to renegotiate a contract, a 1 year contract, three or four months into it. Okay, and he tried to make it go from like $4 to $1. And I told him, get out of here. Bottom line is, that's you know, me and Dana had our parting of the ways. And I think since then he's become, I knew pimps in San Francisco when I was a policeman that were more generous with their money than Dana White is. I mean, far more generous. And they had far less money.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's as far as growing UFC, you know, you got to give the devil his due. But you wish the fighters would, You wish there were more people like Francis Ngannou that would look themselves in the mirror and say, I know my worth. And what, because at the end of the day, they are the talent. You know, you could have music in the stands. You could have, you know, beautiful girls putting up round, you know, making a party atmosphere. But at the end of the day, you have to put quality on the table. And if the fighters were to unite in the UFC, it would be a much better day for them.
Okay, you know, let's get off the subject of the world's worst person, Dana White. Let's talk about the upcoming welterweight flash. I think I'm talking about a flash now. 32 and zip, 17 KOs. I didn't think he could punch all that well, man, but he puts his punches well together. He's a very big welterweight. Of course, I'm talking about Giovanni, the Golden Rooster Santillan. Now, 32-0, as I said, 17 whackouts. Took out number one ranked WBO contender at 147 pounds, Alexis Roca, who's now 23-2, 15 KOs, six round KO at the Forum. I mean, good Lord. I mean, the kid really looked good. I mean, he looked so much bigger than the other guy at welterweight. That was scary. I think we lost him. He's calling back. I heard this. I heard the thing go flick, click. Anyway, let's talk about that. Of course, the huge upset last week at the L.A. Forum, probably one of the best fight arenas in the entire world. Of course, we'll talk about the Inglewood Forum. They call it the Kia Forum now. I used to call it when the Inglewood Forum was happening and Forum Boxing was happening. Of course, I was doing a lot of TV down there, met a lot of celebrities, had a wonderful time. Let me tell you, the Forum cards of all the stuff that I've done in my life, and I've been, you know, 34 countries as far as boxing is concerned. But of all the stuff that I've done, I think those forum cards, because I was doing them every couple of weeks and going down there on Monday nights, that was the most fun. I used to come home like almost every Monday night with Danny Glover. Danny Glover and I would be flying home first class U.S. Air, first class U.S. Air for out of L.A. like 11:40 at night and get home like 1 o'clock in the morning. But the bottom line is we used to take the same flight almost every other Monday. And, of course, those were good times. Tony Curtis was a matchmaker. I think he's passed away. I think John Jackson was the promoter. And, of course, Jerry Buss, the owner of the L.A. Lakers, was the guy that decided he would start boxing as a bit of a tax write-off. Of course, Jerry Buss is the guy that I saw at a party one time, like in the early 1990s, he was slipping people pills. And I said to myself, whoa, what's going on here? Well, they were these big blue pills, and I had no idea what they were, right? Then about a year and a half later, I see on TV, Viagra! Yeah, Jerry Buss and his rich folks had Viagra before anybody else. Straight up, let's go back to the East Coast, of course, and bring in Boxy's PhD. We're talking about Giovanni Santillan. I think he's a good fighter, and I think, you know, fighting at the Forum in front of a good crowd down there, I think that's great. I think the Forum is probably one of the best arenas in the world for boxing, bro. You've never been there, I don't think, but what an experience it is.
I remember, you know, in the 80s and just watching it on TV, it was a great, even on TV, you can tell it was a great venue. I did not see that coming from Santillan. My hat's off. Robert Garcia, hey, you know,
he's finally on the A side of something.
It's been a while, but I think he's got a live one. I did not see that beatdown that he put against Roca, and he was on the road. Roca had the home crowd. I believe Santillan is from the San Diego area. He beat the snot out of Roca.
The word that we want to use, we can't use on the air. Beat the, you know, I mean, it was that bad.
It was a beat down. He's a huge welterweight. He looked, you know, my best friend Tommy D, he said he looks like a middleweight.
Hold on. I'm glad you brought up Tommy D. Oh, I'm talking about, of course, Tommy D. Now, I'm having problems with his agent. Did you hear about this, Daniel? I'm having a problem with his agent. His agent doesn't want him to be called Tommy D. It's like, so I'm thinking about calling him Sir Tomas. Or something like it. Well, Tom, what are we going to do? We'll have to figure. Daniel, can you work on that for me? Daniel will work on that for me because we got a problem with that. Because we're trying to figure out a decent moniker, a name that he will accept. Because the Tommy D thing, evidently his agent's a little upset. Speaking of agents, how's Sophie?
Sophie's great.
And Sebastian feeling better?
He is. He's doing much better. You know, and thanks to a lot of TLC and modern medicine, he's doing a lot better.
You know, real quick, before I go to a break here, you have a doctor you're bringing your kid to on a Sunday. Can you talk about that for about 35 seconds real quick? The fact that how valuable it is to be able to bring your doctor to your own pediatrician on a Sunday for 3 hours or a 3-hour block open?
Listen, if there's any, one of the worst things in the world is to have to rush to an ER with one of your kids, you know, and we were very fortunate. Dr. Schiffer in Scarsdale, New York, is open on Sundays, you know, and that is a lifesaver.
And without a doubt, hats off to him. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We'll talk about Shaquille Foster and more after the break. This is Ring Talk on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Soul side of town, the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They've been rock and rolling a whole long time, no doubt about that. Of course, there are fights tonight, I believe, in Long Island, New York. And, of course, Joe DiGuardia putting this on. Alex Vargas in the main event at 139 pounds versus Julio Rosa. I guess that's a 10-round junior welterweight bout. There's five or six bouts on the card. It'll be on Swerve TV. I don't know what Swerve TV is. What's Swerve TV, Boxing's PhD?
I got to ask the smartest man in the world, Google. I never heard of him. I do know Joe DiGuardia. Joe DiGuardia, the first in-person fight I ever went to, Joe DiGuardia used to host fights in Yonkers at the old Yonkers Raceway.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Joe when I was about 17, 18 years old.
Ain't Long Island where Pete Davidson's from?
No, Pete Davidson's from Staten Island.
Staten Island. We got the islands wrong. I apologize for the folks on Long Island because I was about to dump on you big time, but the bottom line. let's talk about Oshaki Foster, of course, 22, 11 KOs, got his WBC junior lightweight title, 130 pounds, taking on, a young man who is 34-1. Talk about Mr. Hernandez, the number one contender, coming to us from out of Mexico, 34-1, 31 KOs. Foster's going to go in there and fight the crowd and this guy too?
I'll tell you what, Oshaki Foster, he's the champ, but he's fighting in Cancun, Mexico against, like you said, a Mexican that could punch. He's either has a lot of heart or not much brains or not much leverage. So it's probably a little, I think it's the latter. He doesn't have a promoter. The fight's going to be on the zone. Oshaki Foster is a very slick fighter, became champion in February. He beat Ray Vargas. He won a clean, unanimous decision. But he's not much of a puncher, so he better have, good legs tonight. I'm assuming the ring is not going to be in his favor. It's going to be a smaller ring. Not that Hernandez is a second coming of Salvador Sanchez, but he's fighting at home, and he could punch a little bit. And he last fought in July, so... Basically, I'm saying Hernandez might be a live dog. He's a +148.
In other words, Hernandez is primed here for the upset. That's the way it sounds. 34-1, 31 KOs, fighting at home. Come on, man.
Yeah, man. And like I said, Oshaki Foster, if he whips up on Hernandez tonight, props to him. He needs to be, in that mix for a bigger fight down the road. But, this is a, wow. Either he's got some bills to pay or, This is tough.
Speaking of a guy that's all over the place, I mean, he's in the weed business, he's in this business, that business, has his podcast going on, talking about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson said, I thought that Fury Ngannou was ridiculous, too, until I saw Ngannou spar. Is there validity in what Mike is saying, or is Mike just a paid spokesperson?
I think Mike is just being a good businessman. You know, listen, Francis Ngannou, you said months ago, Francis has a shot. He's big. He could punch. He's a strong man. And Tyson Fury has been dropped before. I mean, he got dropped by a blown-up cruiserweight, you know, Steve Cunningham, you know, a few years back. So is there a possibility? Yeah, if Tyson Fury wants to. This could be the most boringest fight since when he beat Vladimir Klitschko, right? He could pop shot Ngannou all day and not hurt. If he wanted to take Ngannou out, he could. If he wants to dance on Ngannou all night, he can. It's all the Tyson Fury. Now, can Ngannou step on Tyson's foot? Can he catch him with a headshot?
How did you know? Oh, man, you're the dirtiest guy in the game, because that's exactly what I was thinking. These big, tall dudes, like I did with Rucker, just step on his foot.
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, it's a fight, right? And I do believe Ngannou has some pride in him, but, man, it's a tall task. You know, Tyson Fury, yeah, he looks like crap. Right, he'll never be on that. What's that Sports Illustrated when they do the physiques?
He'll never be in the bikini edition.
No. But this mofo is blessed. He can fight. He's got fast hands. He can punch. He's good in the ring as far as just knowing how to move. He's a phenom, right? Okay. Although he looks like crap. Okay. But
he's got a body like a fat girl, big fat ass and narrow shoulders. That's the best way to put it. Let's just gears to talk about real women. Amanda Serrano now 46-2, one draw, 30 KOs. Of course, a 10-round unanimous decision winner last night. Take that back, they went 12 rounds, 12 3-minute rounds. And, of course, she didn't get the knockout. And the reason why I don't think she got the knockout is that she had to fight an extra minute in each round. I mean, why is it – why? What is compelling women? They want to be so much like men, even though the baseball field is shorter for women, the golf courses, the holes are shorter for women, the tennis court is shorter for women, smaller for women, and the basketball is bigger for women, and I think it's smaller. But the bottom line is, what I'm trying to say is that every sport allows for women, it gives them some type of differential, except boxing.
Yeah, listen – we've said for years that they should be using smaller gloves and you would get more exciting fights. She went to decision just because Amanda's not a huge puncher. Amanda's a beautiful boxer and she's the greatest female boxer of all time. If you look at her resume and if you watch her fight, she's a phenom.
Longevity.
You know, she doesn't do anything wrong. She's just not a huge puncher. You know, she doesn't punch like Ann Wolf. You know, but it's asking a lot, especially at this age. You know, she has a lot of miles in those tires, you know, and fighting 3 minutes. I mean, I know they train 3 minutes. Some, you know, obviously 4 minutes. You know, there's different training tactics. But I don't think you're going to see more knockouts fighting longer. I think you're going to see a more boring fight. I think the two-minute rounds, you had some excitement. Kind of like when you see an amateur fight, you know, the kids are throwing, you know, 100 punches around, and I think that's something that the women fighters do when they fight 2 minutes.
You had to bring up the two-minute rounds. The first fight I lost was the first two-minute round fight I ever fought. And I mean, I look like an asthmatic in the corner. You needed to give me oxygen. I'm kidding you not. I mean, and we trained the same way, but it was a big deal going from 60-second rounds to two minutes, believe me.
Nerves, and there's a lot of there's also intangibles. You got nerves, you know, that play into it. I mean, Amanda is a pioneer to me. She's, like I said before, I think she's the best female fighter of all time. But at this stage, I don't want to see her fight in 3 minutes.
But here's what's up. At this stage, she made $1 million a couple of fights ago, and she's made some decent paydays, so she's probably got enough money to kick back on. She should think about kicking back, man. She's 34, 35 years old, and you know she's been making weight a long time. She's been taking shots in the gym a long time. She's been taking shots a long time. We don't know how CT transpires with women yet. We haven't found that out yet. We know what it does with men. You know, I talk to your average NFL player.
That is very true. And if anyone that deserves to just relax and enjoy her bread is Amanda Serrano. She is so gracious. even after she got jobbed against Katie Taylor.
Oh, fuck. You would have, man, listen, if there were a few times when my team had to, like, squelch me after we got robbed. Like, we knocked this dude down a couple of times and they lost a split decision, stuff like that. But they had to restrain me almost in the, restrain me. I kid you not, because, like I try to tell people, you go to Las Vegas, you play blackjack, you get a king and an ace, you say to yourself, man, I put $500 down here, I'm going to get 3-1 back on this, I'm going to make me some money, and then some guy beat you with a 10 and a 6, 16, only in boxing.
Yeah, man. Listen, when you get robbed, and mind you, she was the home fighter.
But yeah.
Unfortunately, she wasn't the promoter's fighter.
That's a good way to put it. Speaking of Eddie Hearn, we got about a minute left. Eddie Hearn, he's lost over $1 billion. He keeps rocking and rolling. Who's funding this guy? I need to get him to sponsor me.
That's the rule. Listen, I personally like Eddie Hearn. I think he's good for boxing. Hearn, yeah. He, he's very good with the media. You know, so Eddie needs to get, you know, what has hurt Eddie Hearn is that Anthony Joshua has not been the goods, you know. But
you got a good point there. Well, one question for you: how come you aren't in Saudi Arabia? They didn't give you a check.
Shit, they'd have gave me a check, brother. I would have been on the first camel out there, bro.
Yeah. Everybody says that until they've been to the desert, and nobody wants to go back. Straight up. Have a great week. Kiss the kids. I hope Sebastian gets better. Have good luck at the doctor tomorrow.
Thank you very much, brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code Byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I saw a picture of you in the paper 2 days ago, I think it was, cornered by a group of fans, mainly women.
Oh, I don't pay no attention to it. I don't consider myself a more attractive man.
Well, whether you want it or not, you are. I mean, people for years have been saying you're one of the most attractive men in the world.
I know it. I was just... I don't pay no attention. I just try to stay halfway decent looking when boxing's a rough sport and get hit a lot. And right after the fights, I run right to the dressing room, run right to the mirror, and I check and make sure I'm still, you know, presentable. It's a rough sport being pounded on all the time. A lot of people's features change. Mainly when I fight them.
You know, I was in an Uber the other day. I'm running again, so I'm up to 3 miles. Hopefully, you're going to crank it up to 4. I've been running 2 miles for like about 3 years now. I cranked it down. I just put it back. Laid it back from 2 to 2 miles, from 3 miles, got lazy this now. So my bottom line is I want to step it up to 4 once again, so I'm running 3 miles. But the bottom line is running is not easy at any age. And I see these guys out there struggling that are a little bit carrying extra weight and this kind of stuff. Man, more power to you. In fact, the other day, I saw this very shapely woman at Lake Merced. She was big, but she was running, and she was shaped really, really nice. Like, but she was big. I mean, like big, like Daniel. I mean, you know, like 170, 180 pounds. But she looked great. She was running this and that. So I'm trying to tell you is that runners look good. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. I mean, female runners look. I don't give a. You can be haggardly and run, and I like it for some reason. I think women runners are very sexy, no doubt about that. Anyway, enough of that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Don King trying to come back with an Adrian Broner card. You know, maybe Don King, for the sake of his legacy, should just stay away from boxing at this point in time. He's 92 years old. I mean, he's lost a step, obviously. I mean, verbally, and he ain't the wire-haired wonder and the king of nap, all that kind of good stuff I used to call him, and he loved it. I remember one time when I said, we're with the king of nap. And I was saying to him, so maybe he was going to flash on me, king of nap, but nappy hair, what are you talking about? Anyway, but he went all along. The wire-haired wonder, went along with all that stuff. But the bottom line is, he's 92 years old now. And what can he do at 92? Because some of the interviews I've seen with him of late have not been vintage Don King. So I understand that he's 92 years old. But why hurt your legacy and try to put on boxing shows, especially like Adrian Broner and some second-rank guy? Maybe Adrian Broner should be considered a second-rate fighter at this point in time. I mean, because he's never really prospered. He's really never – I mean, come on. He's been a flash in the pan. He really has. And, of course, the highlight of Adrian Broner's career thus far, as far as a human being was concerned, was when that judge called him in the court and said, you know, you owe us all kinds of money for some child support thing. He says, I ain't got no money. And the judge said, well, here's a picture of you with $400,000 last week on Instagram. What's going on with that? Somebody lent me some money for the picture. Bottom line is, he's full of spit. And the bottom line is, I think at the end of the day, that Adrian Broner is never really going to go anywhere as a professional fighter. And Don King, I guess he just couldn't find his way. Don King can't find his way. I mean, because he's old and he's, I don't want to say he's senile, but he's old. And at one point in time, a few years ago, I told him, listen, there's this WBO purse bid going down. And I understand that if you can get in there for $2 million, you can win this purse bid. And I think it went down for 1.7. So I was right, $2 million, okay? It was a Joseph Parker was defending the WBO version of the heavyweight title, one of the four acclaimed belts. So the bottom line is, I told Don King on the phone, I said, Don, this is your chance, this is your chance, this is your chance. And he didn't do anything. And he didn't get back into it. So I was wondering why, you know, for $1.5 million, he could have got back into heavyweight picture. Then he got sued by Ricardo Mayorga. Ricardo Mayorga being a former WBC, I think, 154-pound champion for a minute. Of course, he was a rage. He knocked out Vernon Forrest at 147 pounds. He was rage. I remember Vernon Forrest and him were at the weigh-in. Get this. And Ricardo Mayorga takes a cigarette and flicks it in Vernon Forrest's face, and I bust up laughing. I mean, I can't believe it, right? Vernon Forrest held that against me until the day he died. Of course, he got shot tries chasing some guy with a gun or something like that at a gas station. But the bottom line is, he saw me at the Forum Shops. That's the like the shopping center, the exclusive shopping center attached to Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. And he read me the riot act like 3 or 4 months before he died. He just read me the riot act. So anyway, Vernon Forrest, Ricardo Mayorga, that was one hell of a role. Speaking of Mayorga, as I said, he sued Don King. That's right. Don King sued him because he wanted to engage in the MMA fight. And Don King said, no, I have contract on you. So in order to put a hold on this lawsuit, Don King had to come up with $250,000. So he came up with $250,000 of vintage silver dollars. Daniel, are you following me here? $250,000 of vintage silver dollars. What you're worth, probably what, Daniel? Maybe $3 million bucks? If they're from the 40s and the 50s and that kind of good stuff? Yeah, easily. So he gave up like $3 or $4 million in silver dollars to get this bond going with Ricardo Mayorga to prevent him from fighting or to put an attachment on his purse, something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is Don King tried to get his money back, and he got his money back, the 250 grand, but guess what? It wasn't worth what it was. In other words, he put forth like a couple million dollars for a $250,000 bond. So either he's slipping greatly or he has no money. Which is it? Which is it? I'm trying to tell you. I mean, at one point, Tom, I told you, when we worked together, we did the Tyson McNeely fight. Of course, I was doing all the radio for him, did some TV for him, but he had me up until 3:30 in the morning. He's drinking shots of whiskey. We're doing radio all around the world, like Poland and Hungary and all that kind of good stuff, all these different places. And he puts me to bed at 3:30 in the morning. I said, Don, he puts me to bed. I went to bed. I said, I'm getting out of here, man. I'm going to bed. About 5:30 in the morning, DK was back downstairs on the phones, working the phones for the Tyson McNeely fight. I kid you not. So he used to survive with 2 hours sleep. I think he's sleeping a little bit more now, but the bottom line is 2 hours sleep at one point in time. I thought he was one of the world's smartest men. I mean, the fact that when he went to prison, the Ohio State Penitentiary, when he stomped that man to death, of course, over that numbers racket, of course, he was the numbers king, meaning the illegal lottery runner of Cleveland. He ran an illegal lottery, and this guy owed him $600 while he was kicking this guy's ass, and the cops rolled up on him and said, Don, stop, Don, stop. But Don kicked him one more time. I think the guy's name was Sam Garrett, I think. But Don kicked him one more time and killed him. Of course, that's why Don King went to jail for manslaughter, murder, whatever it was. But the bottom line is he bought himself out of that with a $250,000 donation or something like that to the governor, and the governor pardoned him because Don King wouldn't be able to go to the places he goes if he was a convicted felon. I mean, think about that. Japan, they wouldn't even let him in. So the bottom line is that pardon he paid $250,000 worth for was priceless without a doubt. But at this point in time, back to his legacy, I mean, he put on Tyson fights, he put on Holmes fights, he put on, sadly, a couple of Muhammad Ali fights. What I'm trying to say is he's put on a lot of fights, but that was then and this is now. And his great, if it was a great run, of course, some people thought he exploited people and he was the worst person in the world, that kind of good stuff. But, you know, guys, I try to tell guys, Don King may be stealing money from you, but guess what? You're going to make more money with him stealing from you than you probably will without him. And why do I say that? It's because James Page was a WBA welterweight champion at one point in time. He came to us out of Concord, California, and his mother was negotiating with Don King. She was the manager. Yeah. Anyway, so she's negotiating with King, and she calls me on the phone. She says, listen, Don King wants to give me $1.3 million for me to fight a non-title fight at 154 pounds with Felix Trinidad. Or, you know, a non-title fight because he was the 147-pound champion James Page was. So he's going to move up to 154 and make $1.4 million. The whole night, take this, $1.4 million. His title's not on the line. He's getting $1.5 million to fight Trinidad at 154. His title was at 147. So he's got the championships to go back on, right? But his mother says, no, I'm not going to take the $1.4 million because Carl King's his manager and he's going to take a third. And the trainer's going to get 10%. Blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, we're only going to get $700,000 or something like that. I said, that's probably 600 grand more than you get fighting Daniel. Okay, or me, right? And what happened? She pissed Don King off, told Don King basically in the middle finger, go screw yourself, that kind of good stuff. So she went and negotiated a fight for James Page to defend the WBA World Welterweight Championship against Six Head Lewis. And guess, do you know why they called him Six Heads Lewis? Because when he hit you, you saw six heads. One point in time, Ernie Chavez hit me. I saw eight guys across the ring. I think it was eight different guys. But I kid you not. So he fights Six Heads Lewis, and he gets knocked out for $150,000. That's how smart his manager mother was. So that's why manager mothers and incompetent people like Teofimo Lopez's father, I mean, you got these guys that are basically uneducated, dealing with monsters, negotiating monsters like Don King and Bob Arum to a lesser extent. Well, I will say this, though. I've heard lots of stories of Don King not paying guys. I haven't heard lots of stories of Bob Arum not paying guys. In other words, Bob Arum's lived up to his contract, and he may hate you and this and that and send you hate mail and this and that, and you know, like, but he's going to pay you. If you sign the contract for $100,000, he's going to give you $100,000. Don King, maybe not so much. Of course, I take you back to October 2nd, 1980, the massacre of Muhammad Ali by Larry Holmes. Of course, that was in Las Vegas. What a sad night that was. Ali never won a round, never won a minute of a round. Can I say he showed up at 217 and a half pounds. Obviously, that night, being light was not right, but he just wasn't right himself. He was an old man. He had no reflexes. Larry Holmes beat the snot out of him. He got $8 million for the fight. That's a lot of money, right? Not really, because Don King kept four. That's right. Don King says, listen, man, the fight didn't go that well, so, you know, we didn't do all that well. They did well. I mean, this fight made buku bucks. But Ali was vulnerable, and he was susceptible to Don King's bull spit. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, spit with an H, okay? But he was susceptible to stuff because he was damaged good. So, I mean, Don King's telling him, you can come back. You can win the title one more time. You think Ali really needed to hear that? So Ali says, okay. Forget the $4 million. Forget the $4 million you owe me. Just get me another title fight. We never got him another title fight. Never got the $4 million either. So as far as Don King was concerned, what he did to Ali was terrible. But what the Muslims did to Ali was even worse. I'm talking about Herbert Muhammad, his manager, of course, the pimp of all pimps. You think Dana White exploited people? Let me tell you about Muhammad Ali's management team. Of course, they were all Muslims. You know, that's what he was. He was a Muslim, and he that's how he changed his name to Muhammad Ali, the whole kind of stuff. And I understood that, and I understand why he did it and all that kind of good stuff. But every time he fought, the Muslims got a dollar of his dollar. In other words, if Ali made a buck, the Muslims got a buck. Sort of like Elvis Presley and Colonel Tom Parker. The Parker-Presley deal was each guy got a buck. In other words, for every buck that Elvis made, Parker got a buck. That's a slave contract. And when I asked Ali about that, we were riding in a van, I think, in somewhere in China. I said to him, I said, do you think that the deal that you have with the Muslims is sort of like usurious? Was like, you think I was trying to put it in a nice way, because you don't want to slam them, you know what I mean? You say, hey man, maybe I think those Muslims are ripping you off. I don't want to put it that. So anyway, I said to him, do you think it's worth it? And he said to me, you know, I give the Muslims half of my money because of the fact that it helps me on taxes and it helps them out as well. And of course, they do guide my career and they guide my life. I say, okay, I'll deal with that. But the bottom line is, you know, do you think that they're pushing you, they push you a little bit too hard? I mean, 3 months after maybe call it the greatest heavyweight title fight of all time, the Thriller in Manila. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier the third time around. Ali took such punishment. I mean, Ali was, they told him cut out, he before that last round, before Joe Frazier quit, he said, cut off my gloves. And Eddie Fretch, it was in Joe Frazier's corner, he stopped the fight. He said, son, you have nothing to be ashamed of, but I'm stopping this fight right now. You can't see. So he stopped the fight. But at that point in time, Ali wanted to have his gloves cut off. He said it was the closest he ever came to death. So guess what? The Muslims, yeah, they had Ali a fight 90 days later. So about 45 days later, after the most tremendous beating you can ever imagine a heavyweight taking and winning, okay? I'm talking about Muhammad Ali in Manila. Okay, he took that kind of beating, and 3 months later, he was back in the ring again. Yeah, God bless the Muslims. No, not really. The Muslims were terrible people as far as managing Muhammad Ali. I thought they were usurious. I thought they were, like, semi-pimps. But, like he told me, and Daniel's going to get mad at me for saying this, he goes, but I'd just be another nigga ex-boxer if I wasn't a Muslim. Think about that. Cassius Clay, yeah, probably would be. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My next guest is truly what? First guest. What did I say?
Next guest.
And you corrected me in front of millions of people, didn't you?
That's the kind of crap Daniel and Bailey do to me all the time. Next, you get this look. I mean, you say something stupid, and they look at you through the glass. They don't have to say anything. They say things with their eyes. Like, did you really just say that straight up? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we talked about the wire-haired wonder a little earlier. Of course, we're talking about Don King, but he's got two cards. He's got one in November. It'll feature a cruiserweight bout, and of course, that's going to be November 4th. The Adrian Broner bout has been pushed up with Chris Howard. Has been pushed up to December 2nd, both taking place at the casino Jai Halai Arena down there in Miami, Florida. Of course, we used to have fights there back in the 90s and early 2000s. But at one point in time, you know, Don King was a master of boxing. He'd have the biggest arenas in the entire world. So like the P.T. Barnum of boxing. I mean, like, you know, the big events. These are not big events. I think these are not becoming of his reputation. But the bottom line is he does what he wants to do. At the end of the day, of course, Don King is 92 years old. But you got to credit his adversary. I'm talking about Bob Arum, of course, former United States Attorney General under the Kennedy administration at one point in time, U.S. Attorney. Of course, then he was the 1958 voted the best student in his law class at Harvard Law School, some great award that they give out there. But the bottom line is Bob Arum is no dummy. And he's 92 years old, and he's still rocking and rolling. Of course, he's the guy that's still bringing his top-ranked boxing on ESPN. And I think that's the last of the free boxing outlets, because the bottom line is his own cost you money. Of course, DAZN costs you a lot of money. In fact, DAZN price is probably going to go up again this year. But the bottom line is DAZN, ESPN Plus, I think I got it for like $5 or $6 or maybe $9. But the bottom line is that's a good deal. The ESPN Plus is a good deal. Netflix, all that kind of good stuff. Netflix doesn't have boxing, but you know the bottom line is if you add all the cable stuff up, it costs you about $1,300 a year to be a boxing fan. That was before Showtime decided they were going to get out of boxing. Now, Showtime Championship Boxing announced that they will be going straightly to a pay-per-view type of outlet as far as in 2024 is concerned. And that's sort of sad because they were the last of the major cable networks. Of course, we had HBO at one point in time, the undisputed heavyweight champion of cable, Larry Merchant, Harold Letterman, Jim Lampley, Emmanuel Stewart, Roy Jones, George Foreman. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is the cast of stars was epic. And of course, the fights they put on were epic, without a doubt. When HBO put on a fight, it was for a reason, because it was a good fight. Of course, they brought us a Boxing After Dark series that came to us, I believe, in 1999. The first Barrera, no, take that back, the Marco Antonio Barrera, Kenny McKinney fight at the LA Forum. I mean, come on, man, that was Boxing After Dark. That's sort of like, that sort of ignited boxing, without a doubt. But then again, HBO left us in 2012, and now Showtime says goodbye in 2023. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. The producer is the incomparable. We'll talk about Mr. Daniel Ogden. Until next time, peace, love, and a lot of respect. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time.